For Indiana News Now, I'm Joe Ullery. A woman says a bartender at an Indianapolis jazz bar refused to serve her and ordered her to leave because she wore a Make America Great Again hat. Wish TV reports Elise Hensley recorded the encounter at Chatterbox and shared it online.
Popped up to the bar before we could even get a word out or order a drink. He just looked at me and he said, no. And I said, excuse me. He said, absolutely not. He said, your hat, you need to leave right now.
The bar later claimed she harassed an employee. Video shows staff repeatedly telling her to leave. Hensley says she wore the hat to show support for President Trump. Lawmakers approved improvements to Indiana's Adult Protective Services after a 12-0 committee vote Monday. Our news gathering partners at Indiana Capitol Chronicle report Senator Mike Kreider said his bill removes outdated language and gives the Family and Social Services Administration more flexibility in contracts. Senate Bill 182 clarifies reporting rules, updates definitions, and strengthens record keeping. The National Weather Service confirmed two EF1 tornadoes in Indiana Saturday. One in Park County destroyed barns and trees. Another in Davies County damaged farms and carried debris over a mile. A third possible tornado in Jackson County is under review. This is Indiana News Now. Two inmates face felony charges after a prison attack left another inmate dead from a brain injury. Fox 59 reports investigators say Julia Stokes punched Devin Carter at Heritage Trails Correctional Facility, causing him to fall and hit his head. Security footage shows Demarian Harrison kicking Carter as he crawled for help. A Senate committee will decide whether to advance House Bill 1007, which, if passed, will allow Indiana utilities to recover costs for small modular nuclear reactors, or SMRs, before obtaining permits. The bill also includes a 20% tax credit for SMR manufacturers. Supporters say it will lower long-term energy costs and improve reliability, while opponents warn it could raise consumer bills. Robin Skyabas is chapter director of the Sierra Club Hoosier chapter. He says the bill shifts financial risk to utility customers.
Hoosier customers could see their bills going up to subsidize and cover the cost of building out these extremely expensive small modular nuclear reactors, as well as we could see costs going up because of the provisions in the bill that could delay coal plant retirements.
No SMRs currently operate in the U.S., and past projects have faced cost overruns and cancellations. This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.